Parshas Vayera. The first pasuk, Vayera Elov Hashem, and Hashem appeared to him, Bielenu Mamre, Vuyoshep Pesach Oyel Kachoyim Hayoyim. So really, like Rashi brings down, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now was coming, Levaker Esachoyla, to visit Avraham Avinu, that he was called a Choyla. Now the Gemara in Bar Metzia says, that Omer Rabbi Choma Bar Chanina, Yom Shlishi Limilosi Hoya. This was the third day after Avraham Avinu made his bris milah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to ask to find out how he's doing, like shal b'shloimai. And the question that Mefarshim asks is, like, how does Chazal know to learn out from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him to be mevaka choyla? That the pasuk doesn't say why HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham Avinu. So some Mefarshim want to say, like in this pasuk, it doesn't say Vayere Elov Hashem La Avram. It doesn't say the word Avram here. It just says Elov to him. Why doesn't it say the word Avram? So it has to be because it's the continuation of the parsha before, and the parsha before was talking about the way Avram Avinu made his bris milah. Like it said, Bietzem Hayoy Mazer Nimol Avram Yishmol Benoy. And since it already spoke about before that Avram made the bris milah, and now it just says Vayere Love Hashem. Hashem appeared to him. Tzmashma, because of the bris milah that we were talking about before, that's why now Hashem appeared to him. But like, still the question is, then why doesn't the pasuk say like Vayevaker that Hashem came to visit him? Why does it just say Vayera Elov Hashem? Now, really, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh asked the question, like usually, whenever it talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it always first says Hashem's name, and then it says what he was doing. Like really here it should have said, Vayera Hashem Elov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu like appeared to him. Why does it say Vayera Elov, like he appeared to him, Hashem? Why does Hashem come after the word Elov? Usually we always have Hashem's name first, and then it says what he was doing. So he wants to explain the Or HaChaim that what the pasuk means, that Vayera Elov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now came to bring down his Shekhinah to give it to Avraham Avinu. Like Chazal always says that She'ovois were the Markovo L'Shekhinah. Like Avraham Avinu, he was the place where the Shekhinah of Hashem was found. In other words, now after that Hashem, that Avraham made the Bris Milah, he became an Adam HaSholem, Tomim. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down his Shekhinah and put it upon Avraham. So that's what the pasuk is emphasis is saying here, that Vayera Elov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him, means like he's bringing down now his Shekhinah Elov to him. And therefore it says Hashem afterwards. Because if it would have just said Vayera Hashem Elov, we would not know this. Then we would just say it just means that Hashem appeared to him. But now that it says Vayera Elov, the Elov is stressing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought his Shekhinah to him. And then it says the word Hashem. So what does all this have to do with the union of Bikur Cholim? And it could be, like we always say, like the Gemara Nedarim says, that part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is first of all to see and do what the Cholim needs, help him along. If he needs anything, do what he needs. Secondly, there's an union to daven for him, that he be merape, he should daven, Hashem should heal him. And the union is to make him feel good, to make him feel happy. And therefore Chazal Taka say that if the Chayla doesn't want you there, it's just a bother for you to be there, then there's no mitzvah for you to go visit him. So over here, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu now was going to be Mavaka Chayla, like the pasuk wants to stress, what is this inyan, what was Hashem doing for him? It's not just time of visit, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing something for him. He was giving him a tremendous amount of enjoyment of Hano, like to make him happy. Like now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing down his Shekhinah and putting it upon Avraham Avinu. And really the Ramban at the end of Pasuk Bey says that this inyan was also a type of a refuah for Avraham Avinu. He says that this Vayera Elov Hashem, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him and like brought his Shekhinah, that itself made a refuah to Avraham Avinu. I mean, true, it could be it wasn't a refuah Shleimo, because the next pasuk it says when the three malachim were there, so it says the third malach Raphael, he came to heal Avram. So mashma, we needed the malach Raphael like to be nigma to finish the refuah. But I call part of this Vayera Elov Hashem means that true, Hashem went to be mevaka chayla to visit Avram. But the union of visiting a chayla is to try him, get him better, to give him nachas ruach, to make him feel good. So here, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to make Avraham Avinu feel good was to bring down a Shekhinah upon him, to make him the Makova of the Shekhinah. And then the end of the Pasuk says that V'hu Yoshev Pesach Oil K'chaim Hayoim. He was standing by the entrance of the tent, K'chaim Hayoim, at the heat of the day. And the famous Rashi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to bother Avraham Avinu, so Hashem did not let anybody walk outside that day. Hashem had to make it very hot that people were not walking out. And still the Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu felt bad about it. That is V'hu Yoshev Pesach. He was like waiting for guests to come in order to do the mitzvah of Achnasas Archim. So like, why does the Pasuk, in the same Pasuk, put these two things together? And in the beginning of the Pasuk is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now coming to Avram to be Mavak HaChoyel him, to make him feel good, to tell him that I'm giving the Shekhinah to you, I'm making you a chosh of a person, like to show that I'm a Saratza, I like the mitzvah of Mila that you did, and because of that I'm giving you the Shekhinah. And the end of the Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu was waiting by the door. And the Pshat is, this really shows how great Avraham Avinu was, how much of a rotzen, of a desire he had to do mitzvahs. That even though here HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming down to give him the Shekhinah, the Chur, to give you the biggest present possible, to make him feel good, to be Mavak HaChoyla, to lift his spirits, still Avraham Avinu himself didn't feel so good. He still would rather go and do mitzvahs. The fact he didn't have the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, the fact nobody was coming around to visit him, nobody else was coming that he could bring him in to do this mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. When Avraham Avinu did the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, it wasn't just to invite the person in, it was to try and be mekar of him, to make him closer to Hashem, to bring him tachas kanfei Hashchinah. So the fact that Avraham Avinu couldn't do this, it bothered him. So this really is showing the greatness of Avraham Avinu, that even though Hashem is giving him such a great present, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was coming to be Mavak HaChoyla, to give him the Shekhinah, still Avraham Avinu didn't feel so happy the fact that he couldn't do mitzvahs. Like, it still bothered him. His Iker Ratzon was to be an Eved Hashem, to do mitzvahs. So even though here Hashem is giving him a tremendous amount of reward, still for that all he wasn't just satisfied. So you have to say, okay, I'll be satisfied with the reward. But no, Avraham Avinu wanted to go further and do mitzvahs. And therefore when Hashem saw this, that's when Hashem said next pasuk, Vayisayna Vayavin Yishloish Anoshim Nitzofim Elov. Olof, Hashem saw he had such a great desire to do the mitzvahs, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the opportunity to make these three people come. Now in this pasuk, the second pasuk, it says the word Vayar two times. It says Vayisayna Vayar. Avram lifted up his eyes and he saw. There were three people there. And then it says again, Vayar, he saw again, Vayoros Lekrosim, he ran to them. And they like bow down. Now the meaning of bowing down means that Avraham Avinu was so happy now that he was able to do the mitzvah. Like he bowed down to show how happy he was that he could do this mitzvah. Now Rashi explains the reason why it says the word Vayar, Vayar two times, is the first time he just noticed him. Then the second time was Lashon of Havana, he was like understanding what's going on here, that they're just staying outside and not coming to him, because they did not want to bother Avram. Therefore Avraham Avinu figured, okay, so let me go out to them to invite them in. Now really there's a little question over here, how is it possible if Avraham Avinu was still sick, like, there's these Malachim, the Malach Rifoil, came to heal Avraham Avinu, so if he didn't heal him yet, how was it possible by Yoritz? How could Avraham Avinu run to do it? He was still sick. So really the Chofetz Chaim wants to say that the way the Malach Rifoil healed Avraham Avinu was just the fact that Avraham Avinu looked at him. The fact that the Malach looked at Avraham Avinu and Avraham Avinu looked back at the Malach, that alone was the refuah. So it could be that's the pshat from the second Vayar. Vayar means that now Avraham Avinu was staring, was looking at the Malach Rafoil, and that alone healed him. And therefore the Pasuk says, right after he was healed, therefore Vayoros Lekrosom, he ran outside to see them, like to invite them inside. And then the Pasuk Gimel, it says at the end, Al no savor meyal avdecha, like don't go away from your servant. So one pshat Rashi brings down is that Avraham Avinu like was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please wait, even though now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like visiting Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu told Avraham, please wait, don't go away from me, because right now I want to go to do the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. And on this, the Gemara in Shabbos on the Kuf Chav Zayin Dashins, that Omer Rav Yudom Arav, Gidoylo Achnasas Orchim Mikabolas Pnei Ashchina, that it's greater, the Inyan, to do the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, to invite in guests, Mikabolas Pnei Ashchina. The Yassiva says over here, Vayomer Hashem, Im no mitzosachem menecho anosavar. Like Avraham Avinu told Hashem, please wait, let me go do the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. And the Shlo really explains like this. Like, the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim really is an inyan of Halachta B'drochav. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does this mitzvah, we have to go after the drochim of Hashem. In other words, Hashem has us as guests. In other words, really a person has to realize his own yinurich in this world. The world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're only a guest here. Like, we're a neurich by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person realizes that, he himself has to go also to the Machnis Orchim, to invite guests by him. So if a person does the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, he likes Machni himself, he realizes that the world doesn't belong to him, that we're an Orech, we're a guest by Hashem, so we're doing the same thing Hashem does. So therefore, the reason why this mitzvah is greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, because like here, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu, it's a matzav, maybe Avraham could become a Bagaiva. He think that he's great, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to me, as if to say like I'm the Bailam here. But now that Avraham Avinu went right away to do the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, it showed that he's not going to feel as if he's a great person, as if he owns everything, Hashem is coming to me, but rather he's learning from this, that the same way Hashem does the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, the same way he also has to do it. So that's why it's greater the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. From here you learn out the Indian, that you have to be machnia yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because really we're only a guest by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if you do that, that's greater than just receiving the Pnei Hashchina. And that's also pshat at the end of the second pasuk, that it says, Vayar vayoros lekrosim ipesach oil, vayishtachu orzo, and he bowed down to the ground. Like when Avraham Avinu went to do the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, he bowed down to them. Why did he bow down to them? That was like to be machni himself, like to humble himself. As if to say, the reason why I'm doing the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, because I'm learning it out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm only a guest here by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like I'm like nothing. So that's why when he does this mitzvah, it says, V'yishtach v'orzo, he like bowed down to the ground to show this inyan. Then Pasuk Dalet, it says that Yukachno matmayim, it was taken a little bit water, V'rachetzu raglechem, that they should wash off their feet, V'yishono tachaseitz, and then they reclined under the tree. So Rashi brings down Yukachno, it was taken by Dei Shliach, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu paid back to Avraham Avinu also. That it says that Vayora Moshe's Yodov Yaches Asela, it was done through a Shliach, and Pasha, because of this was a chet like that Moshe Rabbeinu got punished. Then it says Vrochetzu Raglechem, so Rashi says, why did they have to wash off their feet? Because Kisov Hashem Arvim, Avraham Avinu thought that they were Arabs. Shemishtachavim Liavak Raglehem. That he was afraid maybe these people were people that worshipped Avodah Zorah, and the dirt is what they worshipped, so he didn't want the Avodah Zorah to come into his house, therefore he wanted them to wash it off first. And that's where the Mefarshim really explains, why does it say Yukachno Matmayim, he only talked a little bit of water, like here Avraham Avinu. This whole parsha now is talking about every little prat of chesed, of kindness, that Avraham Avinu did to the Orchim, and afterwards it says he brought them pas, velechem, v'sad libchem, he brought them a big meal. Salkam, when it came to the water, he only had a little bit of water brought to them. And how come really Avraham Avinu himself didn't do it? Why did he have it done at the Shliach? So Farshim said, because this was like Cheshit, like Avraham Avinu was afraid maybe these Arabs were worshipping Avodah Zarah, it was only Yichshad, so because of this he didn't want to bring a lot of water. And he didn't want to do it himself either, because it wasn't so nice that he should be cheshed, he should be afraid, like to accuse them of being oivet avodah zarah. So therefore he only brought a little bit of water, like just the slightest amount, just to be able to get the dirt off their feet. And he didn't want to do it himself, as if to say like he's not accusing them, but just that if they did at the avodah zarah, he just didn't want it to come into the house. So that's why you only had a little bit of water there, and it was done upon somebody else. But really, the Mefarshim asked the question, like Bechlal, this is the parasha the Torah talks about, elaborates upon the chesed, the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim that Avraham Avinu did. Later on, the Pasuk says, Mamash Beremez, that Vayita Eshel, Avraham Avinu planted an Eshel, and according to one man, Yom and Chazal, that's the famous inn that Avraham Avinu had, that had four doors on all sides, and he did kesed the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. What is the inyan of having four doors on all four sides? What's wrong with having one door and just bringing the people in? So there also Mefarshim say, if you have a door only on one side, the pshat is on the other side, there's some privacy. You have some part of your house that's for yourself. True, you may have a guest room, you may invite guests in, but there's always one part of the house that you have just for yourself. By Avraham Avinu, it wasn't that. He had a door on all four sides. The pshat is there was no privacy in the house. His whole house was open to do Achnasas Orchim. And that's what Avraham Avinu did his whole lifetime. And there the Torah only says it very bremes, just Vayita Eshel. And here the Pasuk elaborates, the Psukim here, about the chesed of Achnasas Orchim Avraham Avinu did. And who are we talking about here? Avraham Avinu thought that these people were Arabs. And the Chorot Sakasha, like how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought such people to Avraham Avinu? Like Avraham Avinu here was feeling bad why he couldn't do the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. So Lechura HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have brought to him Choshev people. And Avraham Avinu thought, no, Avraham Avinu to himself thought that these are only Arabs. So how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu did like such a thing to Avraham Avinu? And the pshat is like this, that really the sale of even Rab Chaim Brisk used to say that the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim Kilchosa, the real mitzvah is to have any guest come over. Not just you select a chush of a people to come over, fancy people, people that you enjoy their company, that adarabah, you have covered the fact they come to you. That's not the mitzvah kilchosa. The mitzvah kilchosa is like to be mafki house, to make your house open, like kol dichvin, whoever wants to come in, that's called doing the mitzvah b'hidr lishmo. And that's what we learn out from Avraham Avinu. Here, when he did this mitzvah achnasas orchim, even though he thought they were Arabs, and he even had a chshad, maybe they were over Avodah Zarah, still he went to do the mitzvah to open up his house to them. So that's what we're learning out from this parsha now. When Avraham Avinu wanted to do the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him do it b'shleimus. Let him do the mitzvah b'hidr, the greatest way possible. The greatest way possible is even though you don't think these people are great, you may think they're even Arabs that are doing Avodah Zarah. Still, to Avraham Avinu, it was a mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. He thought he could be mekar of them, maybe. He could bring them closer to Hashem. That's the mitzvah kilchosa. They also say over Maisa with the Beis Halevi, that he once went to, he came into a town and needed a place to stay. So he went to a Baal HaBos to say if he could sleep over there. And they didn't say who he was. He just asked him, he didn't know who he was. He just asked him, could I sleep over? So the Baal HaBos said back, no, I have no room for you, because I only take in very chashev people. I have no room for you. So it says the Beis Halevi said when he heard this, now we understand the difference between Avraham Avinu and Lot. And what was the greatness of the chesed of Avraham Avinu? That by Avraham Avinu there wasn't such a statement like that. I could only take in a chashev person. I'll only take in people that I enjoy. That's not the mitzvah kilchasa. The mitzvah kilchasa is to take in anybody. That was the midah of Avraham Avinu. So it could be very good. That's why over here in this parsha, the Torah elaborates in every little thing that Avraham Avinu did to them. Because this is the real mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim Kilchosa. In other words, like the mitzvah at the uttermost, the greatest part of this mitzvah is to do it this way, to take in anybody. I mean, but of course, halavai, people should take in people. As long as you take somebody into your house, you machnes orach avad, it's a chilek of the mitzvah. People shouldn't think that they're not going to take in choshev people. Havada, by taking in choshev people into your house, havada is a tremendous mitzvah. It's also havada, the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. We're only saying that by Avraham Avinu, here the Torah wants to show the uttermost, the greatest amount of this mitzvah is possible to do, and that's this pshat, the greatest amount is that you're not mavchin, your house is open for anybody, as long as it's possible you could do the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. And like we're saying, that's why over here, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avraham wanted to do the mitzvah, he let him do the mitzvah b'shleimus. that he made it, that these Arabs appeared to him, and even so, still Avraham Avinu went to do the mitzvah. As if to say, I'm letting you now, Avraham, do the mitzvah b'shleimus, the greatest amount, the way you would really want to do it. In the Pasuk, Yud Beis it says that when Sarah heard the news that she's going to have a child, so Pasuk says, Vatitzchak Sarah bekir b'leima, that Sarah like left, and said, Achre b'loisi hoisi liyedna v'doni zokin. So Pasuk learned that Sarah left, that she didn't believe it so much, that she's so old, how could she have a child? And therefore right away, V'yemir Hashem al Avraham, lo mezatzocha kasara leimor, hafun n'ela v'ani zakanti, like Hashem had a time at Avraham, why did Sarah say this? And then the Pasuk says that, V'atekachei Sarah leimor lo yitzochakti, Sarah denied it and said, no, I did not lift. And V'yemir lo ki yitzochokt, but Hashem said back, no, you did lift. So there's a few questions here. First of all, why did Hashem go to Avraham? To complain to Avraham, why didn't Hashem go straight to Sarah? And secondly, what's the shaila that Sarah says she didn't laugh, and Hashem said she did? Like, how could she go against what Hashem said? So first we'll learn out from here, that when your wife does something wrong, the taina is upon the husband. Like here you see Hashem went to the husband, went to Avraham, and not to Sarah. Because the husband, he's the one that has to watch over his wife. Now also, after it says that Sarah left, Avad Mefarshim said, like, chas v'sholom, like you think, that Sarah didn't have emunah, didn't have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem could do a nes. So Mefarshim say all different type of pshatim, really, exactly why did Sarah live. Some say her taina was a little bit like, to Hashem, how come you had to make me look young? Like, how come you had to give me again damnida, and make that I could nurse? Like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have left me the way it was, like I was a zaken. Let me have the nes that way. And the Raya is Avraham Avinu. It doesn't say that Avraham Avinu turned to become young. Avraham Avinu stayed the same way. So that's why Shlomo had a taina. How come you have to change me? Other learned the pshat is, for Avada, she believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said she'll have a child, but she felt bad that maybe she's not going to have nachas. Maybe she won't live long enough to see the nachas from her children. So Hashem said also back to her, no, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it that you could have a long life. But I call upon him, whatever the Shaka B'tayir is, it's a kasha. How come Sarah said, Loitzachak, I did not live, and Hashem told her she did live? Like, how could Sarah like lie to Hashem? So this, Abchai Shalevet Asal used to want to say that the Pshat is Avada. Whatever she did, it was only an instant. Like, really, it was the first second she heard this news that she was going to have a child, it struck her, and she had this taina. But really, as soon as she got her senses back and started to think into it, right away, Avada, she had a munish shleima, she believed whatever Hashem said would be. So therefore, when she said, Leitzachok, she meant to say, my own senses, with my own das, I didn't laugh. The first second, it was just like an instant, that's why I laughed. But really, me, myself, Leitzachok, I didn't laugh. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered back, that's not enough. That a person like you has to realize, you have to build yourself up so much emunah in Hashem, that even for an instant, even the first time you hear something, even in your dream, they wake you up and you hear something, it shouldn't be strange to you, but rather, no matter what Hashem says, we mekabel it. Then after Sheni, the Pesukim talk about the Ma'isa of Zdoim v'yamayro, that it says, v'yakumi misham hanoshim v'yashkifo p'nei Zdoim v'yavrom hulach imam l'shalchem. That the Malachim now are going down to Sodom to turn over Sodom. So Pasuk says, Vashem Omar, and Hashem said, Ha mechasani mi Avraham Hashem asher ani yoisa, shall I hide from Avraham what I'm going to do? Like Rashi says, B'loshim b'timia. In other words, should I do this? Like Hashem is saying, it's not right. It's only right that first I should tell Avraham Avinu what I plan to do to destroy Sodom v'Amora. And the pshat is, why does Hashem have to tell Avraham Avinu that Avada, because really HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to destroy Sodom v'Amora? Like even later the Pasuk says, it says, Erdono v'yero ha-ketzakoso ha-bo elai osu kolo v'imlo yedo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down to see if the cry-like would stop or not. And Rashi explains that he went down to see if they're going to do tshuva or not. If they'll do tshuva, I won't have to destroy them. But if they're not going to do tshuva, then I'll have to destroy them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself also didn't want to destroy the Rishoyim. He would rather them do tshuva. So pshat is now HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hide it back from Avraham, but rather he would rather tell Avraham. Because Avada, when Avram hears about this, that Hashem wants to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Avram Avinu will daven for them and be mispower for them, and maybe he'll be able to make them do tshuva. So that's why first HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram. And the Pasuk says, V'yavram hoyu yil agoy godl. Avram was becoming great. V'yotzem v'nivruchu v'y kol goy yoretz. Then the Pasuk says, Ki yedativ, because I know, L'mana sheyitzaves bonav yez besa yachrov. That Avram Avinu was going to command his children and his household after this. That means to do the mitzvahs. V'shomru derech Hashem lasa tzedoko mishpat. L'man hovri Hashem al Avram es asher dibrilov. In other words, the pasuk starts off that ki yedativ, that I know you, and Rashi says it means eloshin chiba, like Hashem loves Avram. And what's the reason why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu love Avram Avinu? Because he's going to command his children after this to do the mitzvahs. So really, the question is, like, if you want to know why does Hashem love Avram, you don't have to say just because he's going to command his children to do mitzvahs. Hashem loves Avram because Avram himself did the mitzvahs b'shleimus. And he spoke about at the beginning of the parsha, how much of a cheshek, how much of a rotzen, how much of a desire Avram had to go to do mitzvahs. So why does here the pasuk have to say ki yedativ? Do you know why I love you, Avram? L'mana sheyitzave es bonav yez beis yachrov, because you're going to command your children and your household to go after me to do the mitzvahs. And the pshat is like this: that Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Avram because he himself did the mitzvahs. But this just shows, again, how much of a great desire he had to do mitzvahs. That something that a person really loves and really thinks is great, that's something he tells over to his children. That's something he wants the children to do also. Something that's not so great in your eyes, even though you do it, it's not so important to you to teach over to your children. So here it's showing us that not only did Avraham Avinu do the mitzvahs for himself, that he should be a tzaddik, but it meant so much to him that he wanted others also. He wanted his children. He wanted his household also to do mitzvahs. So this really shows us how much of an extent Avraham Avinu thought and was master of mitzvahs. That's all he cared about, was to give it over to his children. And Befrat Avraham Avinu, he was the Av HaMoen Goyim. It wasn't only to his children, but to the whole world. Avraham Avinu was the Machnes Orchim. The Pshat was he was Mashpia. He wanted to teach other people to bring them closer to Hashem. He only cared to give over the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to everybody else. So this shows us how much it meant to him that his whole life was to work that everybody should also be close to Hashem. Because something that you think is so great, a person only wants other people also to share it. So that's the Hemshech here. That before Hashem is going to destroy Sodom, he first wanted to tell Avram that since Avram Avinu cares so much about everybody, Avram Avinu himself will go now to be mespalo for them, to try and make them do tshuva, and maybe he'll be able to succeed to make them do tshuva. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't destroy Sodom. And that's like the next Pesukim's talk about, that Avram Avinu went down now to daven for Sodom and Amora. Then in Pesuk Chof Aleph it says that Hashem said, Erdono ve'ero haketzakoso habu elai, osui kolo v'yimlo yeido. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down to see really how bad these averas were of Sodom v'Amora. Like Rashi says, if they're not going to do tshuva, if it's so bad, I'll have to destroy them. But if it's not that bad, then I'll just give them yisurim. And really there's a Medrash Rabbah here that says, v'yimloi oidiya behem midas hadin b'yelam. And if I don't have to destroy them, then I'll show them my midas hadin. So the question is, what is midas hadin? Because that's also destruction. That's also a punishment. So what does the Medrash say? Like Hashem was saying, if they're not that bad, then I'll give them the midas hadin. Like what are these two things? I'll destroy them, and if not, I'll give them judgment. So the Beis Halevi explains like this, that really when a person does an avera, for the actual avera he deserves to be destroyed totally in Gehenim in a terrible amount of Yisurim that ain't l'shayer. That the Torah says a lot of times if we do averas, the Torah says the punishment. Sometimes on Chayv Ilavin there's an einish of Malkus, there's an einish of Krisus, of Chayv Emisa, of a Chiyav Karbonus. So he learns like this, the pshat is that these einshim are midas of din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's not the total destruction that we deserve for the Avera, but rather it's a type of a kapara. It's a type of a forgiveness. And the pshat is the fact that we have punishments, so first of all, other people learn out from this not to do the Avera. Like it says, Kolom Yishmu Biro, when they go and killed somebody, so everybody's supposed to come and watch it and see it, in order to learn out from this, not to do it. So for the fact that we have a din of mishpat, other people learn out not to do it. And that's a schus, that's a kapora for the person that did the avera. So therefore when Hashem gives his midas adin, that's really a forgiveness for us. That because of this din, people learn out to be mekavish Hashem, to respect Hashem, and not to do averis, that's all part of yischus, and that wipes away the avera. So really the punishment is not the destruction that you deserve for the avera, but rather it's only a way of a schus, of a kapora, to forgive you for the avera that you did. And that's the way he explains the Gemara in Shabbos and of Peites, that the Gemara there says that the Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avram and told him, Bonecha Chotu, your children are doing averis. Is Yom HaKadosh Avram answered back, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yichlu HaKadosh Shemecha, destroy them, give them the punishment for your Kiddush Hashem. And then the Gemara says that Hashem went to Yaakov, and the same thing. To finally Hashem went to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was mispallel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not give a punishment, such a bad punishment, back to Klal Yisrael. Alright, turn over. So like the question everybody asks is, how come Avram Avinu wasn't mispallel that Hashem should not destroy, give a punishment to Klal Yisrael? He was the Av of Chesed Avram Avinu. How come we had to wait till Yitzchak? So the Beis Levi wants to explain that Avram Avinu said that Yichlu al Kedusha Shemecha, Avram didn't mean that Klal Yisrael should get a destruction, should get a punishment for what they deserve for actually doing the Avera. But rather he understood that a Jew needs a kapara, we need a forgiveness, and the forgiveness we have is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a type of an einish, he gives us a punishment, even though it's a slight punishment, but from this punishment we learn out not to do the Avera. We have a Kiddush Hashem. So Avraham Avinu thought, that's Kedai. It's Kedai, it's worth it for the person to have a little of a punishment in order to take away, to have his kapara, to be forgiven. And that still Hashem, Baisteris, didn't want that. Hashem waited till Yitzchak Avinu, he was mispallel that they shouldn't have a punishment at all. But I call upon him, that's the way the Beis Levi explains this Medrash. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to look at Zdoin, he said like this, if they're that bad that there's no hope for them, then I'm going to give them the punishment means for destruction. Kaliyah, just to destroy them, to give them the actual punishment they deserve for the Avera. But if not, if there's any hope that maybe I can get them to do tshuva, so still, like the Medrash says, Hashem will give them the Midas Adin. But the Midas Adin is to give a punishment in order that through this punishment you should have a kapara, you should get your forgiveness. Then in Pasuk of Gimel it says that Vayigash Avram Vayomer, that Avram went near to Hashem. So Rashi brings down that Lashon Vayigash, we find by Yom Chama when you go to fight, and we find it when you want to be mefayis to appease somebody, and when you find it a Lashon of Tefillah, when you daven. So Rashi says all these three things Avraham Avinu was doing now. When he was going to argue with Hashem, he was like prepared with Yom Chama, like he went to fight against Hashem. Then he wanted to appease Hashem, and then he wanted to daven to Hashem. And he said, Vayom Rast Ha'af Tispe Tzadikim Rosha. Like, will you wipe away a tzaddik with a rasha? So first of all, we see here his argument was, why are you going to kill out the tzaddikim? Then Avram said, Ula yesh chamisim tzaddik, chamishim tzaddikim sechir. Maybe we'll find 50 tzaddikim in the middle of the city. Are you also going to destroy the whole city and not save them because of the 50? And Avram said back to Hashem very strongly, this is like Lashon of Mechama, that Chalila Lecho Miyasas Kadavra Zelam Sadikim Rosha, Voyekat Sadikim Rosha, Chalila Lecho Hashem Vekolorot Layasa Mishpat. Like Avram was saying, it's a Lashon Chulin, it's not right for Shaifa to do this. And Hashem answered back and said, you're right, that in Memtsa Bezdoim Chamisham Sadikim Besachir, Venasasi Lechol HaMakam Avuram, I'll save the whole city because of these 50. So the question is, first Avram Avinu just asked Hashem, like, don't destroy the tzaddikim. And then Avram asked that because of the 50 tzaddikim, he should save the whole city. And secondly, how could Avram, like, have such chutzpah, like, to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shofet, will do such a Lashon Chulin, to do such a thing, to kill a tzaddik, like a Rasha? Like, what was Avram Avinu's Havamina? How could he argue like this? So the kid Cyril the Ben Abachaya talks out a little bit. Another Mefarshim Leiv Eliyo wants to explain that Avada there is a midah that when there's a heroin af, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry at the world, there's such a midah of kivun shenitnu rishus lamashchis lahashchis is a mevin vein sadik l'rosha. That when there is a rishus for the mashkes to destroy, then there's no, he doesn't distinguish between the tzaddik and the rosha. But zman acharoinaf, there's a midas sadin that amol, everybody has to be wiped out. Rachman letzlam, we saw it, that even tzaddikim had to be killed when things were going bad. So therefore, Avraham Avinu now is telling to Hashem, true, there's such a midas like that. But like he was asking Hashem, please go away from the midas sadin and come to the midas arachmin. In other words, like take away this midas of acharoinaf. Try and be done them without af, without anger. And therefore, for sure, the tzaddikim should be saved. You should not kill a tzaddik them because of the rishayim. And then Avraham was asking just the opposite. Once you're not going to kill the tzaddikim, then let's have the midah of rachmim just the opposite. That because of the tzaddikim, they should save the whole ear. And that's where it says 50, the Pshat is because there were 50 or 5 cities here. Each city needed at least 10 tzaddikim. There was a midah of a minyan vaisdais. We have 10 people like B'schus HaRabim, they could save the whole city. So that's what Avraham Avinu was asking from Hashem like. Not B'derech Chutzpah, but B'derech HaMachama, you learn out how strong Avraham Avinu had. His midah, like we spoke out before, his midah is Avas HaBrius. His midah to love people, to try and make good for people, to try and be Mekar of them. That even though he also knew that the people of Sdoim V'Amorah were Rishoyim, but Akoponim, he was like davening to Hashem, that maybe with the Midas HaRachamim, we could save them, the Tzaddikim would save them, and maybe there'll be some hope, like we said before, that the Einish should not be a clear, a total destruction, but rather give them an Einish for the Averis they're doing, that because of that Einish, they'll have a Kapora, and Adarav, there should be a Kiddush Hashem from it, and we should learn not to try to do good. That's why Hashem said back, it's not possible. You don't even have 10 tzaddikim in each city. Then Pasuk of Zayin says that Vayan Avraham Vayomar. Avraham answered and said, Hineno ha'alti ledaber el Adonai v'yonoichi ofo v'efer. Like I'm now taking it upon me to talk to Hashem, but I am dust and ashes. So Rashi says that really it was roi to be offer dust because of the mechama with the malachim, and it should have been efer. Ashes because of Nimrod, he was supposed to burn him, but Hashem saved him. Luli rachamecha. So, Pasha, according to Rashi, what it means is that Avraham Avinu was saying to Hashem, the same way you had Rachmanis, mercy, and you saved me, like, let's try and save these people of Sdoim V'Amorah also. But the Chazal dashes from here that Peschus that Avraham Avinu humbled himself and said that he's offer and afer, said that he's dust and ashes, that Klai Yisrael was zoicha with the two mitzvahs of Parah Duma, which has to do with ashes and with the offer of a saita. The saita, we have to put the offer into the mehamorim, so b'schus Avram's offer of yefer, we were zeicher for these two mitzvahs. And the Beis Halevi explains, when Avraham Avinu humbled himself, offer is the pshat dust never had anything chashuv to it. There was nothing to dust. So Avraham Avinu saying he was never anything. The efer, the opposite, ashes, once upon a time was something good, but then it got burnt, now it's destroyed. So Avraham Avinu was saying a second thing, even if I ever had anything good, right now I'm so humble like I have nothing. So b'schus this, there was zeicher back to the Indian of Parah Adumah is that we want to be metayer a person in Kana Labo. Even though we know you're tumah now, you have something wrong with you, we can cure you for the future. That's b'schus that Avraham Avinu said that he was afer, like he, even if he had, he lost it. So midi keneged midi Hashem gave us now for the future, we could fix ourselves up. And then what did by saita the pshat is there, we're afraid, maybe the wife lived with another man. When she drinks the mai hamorim, it proves that she was never tomei, that she was always pure. So because Avraham Avinu said that like he was never anything from before, like dust, he was never anything. So b'schus zeh midi keneged midi, we were zeicher that with the dust, By the Saita, Meha Saita, we could also prove that this lady did not do the Avera from before. Then if the Shlishi, the Pasuk says that Voyevoyoshne Hamlochim Sdoim Oberev, the two Malochim came down Sdoim, and Voloit Yoshe Bishar Sdoim, Loit was sitting there at the gate. Like Rashi says, it means that Oisei Hayoim Minu Shoifet Aleim, that day they appointed Loit to be their judge over the people of Sdoim. So to be a judge in Sdoim, you have to be pretty bad off. to tolerate all the rishis, all the ra that they did, so you have to be pretty bad off. But still the pasuk says that vayar loit, when loit saw this melachim coming, vayokom likroisom yishtachvo apayim arzo, he did the mitzvah v'achnasas orchim. And then the pasuk says that umatzois ofo v'yachelu, he even gave them matzahs to eat. And Rashi brings down that it was Pesach, so you see loit mamish was makpid in the mitzvahs, he even ate matzah because of Pesach. And then the theory is when the people came in and started to fight, you see that loit even offered to give them his daughters. He didn't care that his daughters would have Mishkav, live with these men. So, Chura, what type of a person was Lot? One way we see Lot did the mitzvahs. He did achnos asorchim. He was moist nefesh to do the mitzvah. He was eating matzah. For when it came to his own daughters, he would give them over to the rest of the people. And here he became a shofet. Mashmah, he agreed to the way the people were doing. And we know all the stories about the judgment, the way they acted in Stoim, where the Gemara Nachelik talks about, unbelievable, the way with a tall person, a small person, all the different maisim. Rashi brings down one saka, that one girl did a mitzvah there, so they mamash hung her up and put honey over her and let the bees come and sting her till they ate till she died. So how could Lot be a shofet over these type of a people? The pshat could be the Mefarshim say is that Lot, true, he was mischanich in Beis Avram. He saw the way Avraham Avinu did the mitzvahs, he also did the mitzvahs. But that was a mitzvah of mitzvahs anoshim lamada. He only did it because he saw it, but not that it went through into him. He wasn't like the mid of Avraham Avinu, like we spoke about before, that Avraham Avinu, Hashem saw in him that he's going to teach it over to his children. That it wasn't just doing an action, but Avraham Avinu, the mitzvahs meant so much, that was the ikachias, that he gave it over to other people also. Lot didn't have this. Lot just did mitzvahs because on the surface he saw somebody else do it, so the mitzvahs he did. But when it came to look, to care about, to give it over to other people, it wasn't that chashuv in his eyes. He didn't care what other people did. That's why he was able to be a shofet in Zdoim v'Amora. They could do the biggest rishis, the worst things in the world, but as long as it's not to him, it's by somebody else, it didn't bother him. He didn't care about other people. Even to his own daughters, it didn't bother him to give them over to the people. That's what comes out when you start doing mitzvahs of Anoshim L'moda. Mashenkin, the opposite of this is Avraham Avinu, when he did the mitzvahs, that's what the Pasuk says before, L'mana sheyitzaves bonav achrov, Avraham Avinu was very makpid that not just he should do the mitzvahs, but he cared to see other people should also do the mitzvahs. Then it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'yes Anoshim asher pesach habayis, like after the people wanted to come in to kill the Malachim, so Lot locked the door. So it says that the people wanted to start to come in. So it says that Hashem was hikul b'sanverim. Hashem hit them with blindness. Mikotun v'yad godol. And still the Pasuk says, v'ayilu limtzoi ha-posach. And they like wearied themselves to find the entrance. In other words, even though the mamash they were hit, Hashem mamash made them blind. They didn't learn the lesson. They didn't see that Hashem was taken over, but they still went to try and find the door. But the Pasuk says they were pashut tired for looking from the door. And the Zipporna says, this is the Pshan Chazal say, that Rishoyim afilu aimdim epischa shagehenim heinem chayzvim b'tshuva. Rishoyim that are through and through Rishoyim, even if they're holding by the door of Gehenim, they don't do tshuva. Here, even though Ranshay is dying, they saw the way, they became blind. They saw Nisim. They should have stopped to run after the Malachim. Still, they went ahead. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that for these people there's no hope at all, and therefore the only thing could be is a total destruction. And then at the end, Pasuk of Chesed says that Vayashkef ha'pnei stoyim v'yamayro v'yalkol p'nei eretz hakiko v'yar v'ni'olo kito oretz, that after it was destroyed, Avraham Avinu looked and saw the way the smoke was coming up, kekitor hakivshon, like the smoke of a furnace. And Rashi says that Hakivshon Chafira, it's like a hole, Shesorfin Boyasavonim. That's where you heat up the bricks, Lisid. In other words, they burn the stone to lime. V'chein kol Kivshon Shabatera. Now, some of us want to say, what is Rashi explaining here? Kivshon. In other words, when you have a Kivshon, that means you're burning lime to make it into bricks. That's something good. You're creating something good. You're like making something to build with. So it means here also, after Avraham Avinu saw the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu burnt up stone, he also understood now that that was the right thing to do, and by destroying these Rishoyim, that's called the binyan in the world. by taking out the Ra of the world, that's the way we build up the world. So in other words, even though before Avraham was davening to Hashem to please save them, but now when he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the din of Kliya to destroy them completely, he was also matzdik, he understood it, and he saw that that was the right thing and that was good for the world, just like you have a furnace that's making bricks to build with. Same thing here also, by destroying Stoyim V'Yamira, that's the way we're going to build up the world now. Then the Pesukim talk about where the two daughters of Lot, the way they figured there's nobody left in the world, they thought, and therefore it says, Devatomer ha-b'chira la-tzirom, avinu zokin, v'yishein boretz lo v'yelenu g'der choloretz. So they decided, let's become pregnant from our father. And the first one, the older one did first, and the younger one, and we know from this came out Moyov, and from this came out Amin. Now it's interesting, the Pesukim don't say a word about that this is Nus, that the Pesukim don't say, like we're so bad. Well, the Rabbeinu Bechaya speaks out that really a ben noyach, the pshat is he's allowed to live, or she's allowed to live with her father. There's no issur for a ben noyach to live with her father. And therefore, really, they're both mischavim l'shem shemayim, and that's why, Taka, we find out that from Moyav came out Rus, and from the younger one, from Amon, came out Rechavim ben Shlomo. So he said to Rabbeinu Bechaya that they really meant it l'shem shemayim, and there wasn't any avera what they did. But in the next parasha, in Parshas Chofta, talks about again that Avram went down, and he went by Melech. Melech Geror, like Avimelech, took Sarah. Here the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told back to him, V'yato hoshet eshus ish, return the wife. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avimelech and said, return Sarah. Ki novi hu, because Avram Avinu was a novi. And if he davens for you, if he prays for you, then you live. But you should know, if you don't return her, you should know you're going to die. Everything you have with you. So here, this was a chet. Even a ben noyach, he's not allowed to live with somebody else's wife. So here the pasuk says, if you don't return her, you know, you're going to die. And the Gemara in Makkos Darshins from this, that Mikan le ben noyach shenereg, al shohoy le lumo v'lo lomad. Even if you don't know the halachis, but still you'd be killed because you're supposed to learn it. But here, this is called an avera to take somebody else's wife. Agad v'farshim se'a kal v'choyma, like madach ben noyach will be nereg, because he was supposed to learn. So lachas kama v'kama Jew has no head to say, I don't know things. Of course, there'll be a time that you should have known it, you should have learned. And then right away in Pashas Chofalef it starts off that Vashem pokad Sarom, Kasher Omar, that HaKadosh Baruch remembered Sarom, like he said, and Sarah became pregnant, and she gave birth. So Rashi brings down that Somach Parshizu, why does it say this Parsh of Sarah, that Sarah became pregnant right after the mice before Avimelech? The land of Chota teaches. She called Hamavakish Rachmim Achaveroi Vutzorach Liyose Dover Hunena Tchila. If you daven for your friend, that your friend should get well, and you're also sick, you should know you'll be healed up before your friend will be. Here Avraham Avinu, he davened for Avimelech that he should be healed up, he should be able to have children again, and therefore Avraham Avinu himself was answered that now's the time that Sarah became pregnant and Sarah had her child. This is like a Midah Keneged Midah. If you daven for Hashem for somebody else, Hashem looks at you and Hashem will help you also. Then the pasuk says that Vayomal Avram es Yitzchok Benoy Ben Shmoy Nas Yomim, that Yitzchok, he was the first one to have the keem of the mitzvahs bris milah, to have his milah taka b'yom shmini on the eighth day, kashetziv oyser lekim, he did it as the mitzvah that Hashem told him. Then it says, V'atoy me soro, tzechoyk oso li elekim, Hashem made me very happy. And kol hashemeya yit yitzachak li, whoever hears about it will also laugh at me, will be happy with me. So Rashi says, yitzachak li means yismach alai, will be happy with me. And Rashi explains, omedrish agadah, that means harbe akorois nifkudu imo. All other ladies that couldn't give birth, now also are able to give birth just like Sarah did. And harbe cholum nisrapa boy bayoim, a lot of sick people became healthy on this day. Harbet tefilas nenuimu. A lot of other tefilas also were answered today. For Rav Schoik Hoyev Olam, there's a lot of happiness, laughter in the world. And some of our Shem want to say that was the pshat that what Sarah said was a tzchik. You know what her happiness was? Her happiness wasn't only right now the fact that she was able to have a child after so many years, but her happiness was the fact that everybody else also were able to have children. Other people also became well. Other people also had their tefillos nena were answered. In other words, but tzaddikim, the rikas simcha is what happens to Klal Yisrael, not only what happens to themselves, but just like we said before, Avraham Avinu was always worried about the other person. Same thing when other people have simchis, when things are good for other people, that's also what made them very, very happy. So that's what the pasuk is saying, like a shvach about Sarah. She wasn't only happy because she had a child, but the simcha, the other people also made her very, very happy. And for that person, the pasuk says, Tzachoik also liyokim. Hashem made like for me, like Rashi says, because of me, there was laughter in the world, and that made her very, very happy. Then the pasuk says, Vayigdal hayeled vayigomal, the child become older, and vayigomal, and we'll see what that means. Vayas Avraham Mishta, Avraham Avinu made a big party, Godol, a very big party, beyoim higomel es Yitzchak, the day that he finished with Yitzchak. And Rashi learns here, higomel means, Rashi l'soif chof dalet chodesh, the end of 24 months. And that was the time when Sarah stopped nursing. So Avraham Avinu made a party when he was 2 years old, when Sarah stopped nursing. The first Rashi really speak out on this pasuk, that really Avraham Avinu made three parties. One party Avad Avraham Avinu made b'shas to bris milah, that is the union of Sudas Mitzvah b'shas to bris milah. The second party is, after 2 years when he stopped nursing, he made a party. Mefarshim said the third party he made was Yomigomel, some learns, when he became a Godol, like the Pasuk says, Vayigdal HaYelad, means when he became Bar Mitzvah. When he became 13, that's when Avraham Avinu made the Suda. So the Pshat from the first Suda, that we understand, the Bris Milah, B'shash, you do the Mitzvah, you make a Suda. The second Suda is brought down, the Pshat, why he made a Suda when she stopped nursing, even though usually we don't make this Suda. Is the Pshat that Rashi says, because the people were saying Sarah didn't really give birth, she just got the child from somebody else. Therefore the Pasuk is made that now she was able to nurse, and not only old child, she nursed other children. And this was a tremendous nest that she nursed, and that the nursing lasted for 24 months until the child became a little bit older, to show that the people, that it was really Sarah that had the baby. So because of this nest, when it finished, that everybody believed and understood that really Sarah had the baby, then Avraham Avinu made a special party. And the third party, B'shas the Bar Mitzvah, the Mefarshim speak out, is that really we know the union of a Bris Milah is to give Kedusha to the person. However, the person when he's born gets a Yetzirah, and his Yetzirah Toiv, the Kedusha really doesn't come in until you Bar Mitzvah. When you become Bar Mitzvah, that's when you get your Yetzirah Toiv. So really the Bris Milah is first really Chal, the Kedusha you got by the Bris Milah, that's really first Chal B'shas Bar Mitzvah. So that's what here Avraham Avinu was third part of the Mefarshim say is, by the Pasuk Vayigdal HaYeled, it means when he became Bar Mitzvah. Then it says, Vateiros Soros Ben Hogar HaMitzvahs Asher Yodol Avraham Mitzachek Vatoymeli Avraham Gorei Sho'omo HaZois V'yes Beno. That Soros saw the way Yishmael was having bad influence upon Yitzchok, and Rashi brings down, Mitzachek means Loshen Avodah Zarah. So therefore, Sarah told Avraham to take away Hagar, to take away Yishmael, not to have bad influence upon their son, Yitzchak. And like Rashi says later, on Shama B'Koyla, Lomadnu, Shoya Avraham Tofel L'Sarah B'Nevius, that Sarah was a bigger Nevuah than Avraham was. Sarah was able to see the way Yishmael was having bad influence upon Yitzchak, therefore Sarah told Avraham to send away Yishmael. And the Pasuk says that, Vayashkim Avram Baboikev Yikach Lechem Vechem Asmayim Vitan El Hogar Som Al Shichmo and Vayashalchehu, and he sent her away. And the Rambam brings down that this really was the ninth Nisoyan that Avraham Avinu went through. That even though Avraham Avinu was the Av HaChesed, he always did kindness, and for sure with his own son Yishmael he would want to do kindness. It was very hard for him to send them away. Like the Pasuk says, Vayera Hadovim Yoed Vieni Avram. But still, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham that V'yomer Elokim El Avraham, Al Yera B'yeinecha L'Anar, don't feel bad about this, but rather listen to Sarah. So Avraham, Hashem was telling Avraham that you're better off listening to Sarah. So Avraham Avinu did it. He did it mamash bezrizus. At the Pasuk Yudalit says, V'ayashkim Avraham Baboikim. Avram got up early in the morning. He was mekayim his nesoyin. His nesoyin was, for him, it's very hard to do such a rishis, to send away Yon son. And especially the way he sent him away, only with one chemas mayim, one jug of water, and one bread, which Taka ended, he didn't have enough teeth later on. But now, this was the Rotzen Hashem. Hashem told him to send away his son, to listen to Sarah. So this Nisoyan, his Vayashkim Avim Baboikim, he got up early in the morning, Bezrizus, to do what Hashem told him to do. Like Lasul explained exactly these Inyan of these 10 Nisoyanis that Avraham Avinu went through. That this was coming up to the last Nisoyan that was still going to have by the Nisoyan of the Akedah. Then in Pasuk Lama Gimel it says, Vayita Eishel Bever Shova Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Kil Olam. The Avraham Avinu planted an Eishel in Bever Shova. So Rashi brings down the Machlokes Rav Shmuel Chadom Pardes, that Avraham Avinu had an orchard Lohavi Mimeno Peres Liorchim, to bring fruits to his guests by the meal. The Chadom one says Pundak, he had like an inn, a hotel, Leachsanyo, to invite guests over, Uvoi Kol Mine Peris, and all type of fruits there. And like Rashi explains later, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem means I Deoisa Eishel, because he used to have guests over and used to give them teat, and when they got finished eating, they wanted to thank Avram. So Avram Avinu told them, don't thank me, but rather thank Hashem, the one that created and made the food. So he caused people to Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. He caused people to know, to realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we know it's brought down that Avraham Avinu's house had four doors on all four sides, Chazal say. To make it easy, any side that a guest would come, he'd take him right in. And the Farshim asked, like, what do you have to have four doors for? Like, you could have one door, like, wait outside and see a guest and bring him in. What's the pshat? He haven't had four doors on all four sides. Now, one third, the pshat is that sometimes when you have a guest, true, you have a guest room. Like, invite the guest into one room, you have a room for him. But a person always leaves over some place, some room for himself. It's a private place just for me, myself. By Avraham Avinu, he didn't have any private places. If you have a door on all four sides, there's no private place. Any place you turn to, it's public. That was the midah of chesed of Avraham Avinu. His whole house, he didn't have anything private for himself. Everything was for chesed to do for other people. Farshim also asks, but this was a tremendous midas of chesed that Avraham Avinu had, his eishel, he had his inn to give out to other people. How come the Torah doesn't elaborate and talk too much about it? But rather the beginning of the parasha, when Avraham Avinu gave the three malachim food to eat, there the pasuk says, ho arichas, exactly how much food he gave, and how much he gave, and spent a lot of psukim about that chesed that only happened one time, and how come here that's a chesed that happened a long time for years and years, here the pasuk doesn't say too much about it. And they say the pshat is that Avada Avraham Avinu's midah was a midah sachesed. For him to do chesed, that was his teva, he had love to do it. But the chiddush was, when it says the beginning of the parasha, b'hi b'yom ha'shlishi, he was sick then. It was the third day after the milah. It was very hard for him to go up and do the mitzvah sachesed. And still he couldn't take it, the fact nobody came along, and he jumped up and wanted to do chesed, that proves it, that's the biggest proof that Avraham Avinu's chesed was done machmas avam, not just done because he had to or this, but he loved to do it. And even though it was the third day when he was sick, and he had a ptur, really he could have sat home. And even Hashem wanted him to sit home. That's why Hashem brought out the sun to make it so hot that people weren't traveling back and forth. Still Avraham Avinu says, avas chesed, that the pasuk says, avas chesed. You have to love to do chesed, to do kindness. Not just done when it comes up to do kindness, you do it. And if it doesn't come up, you don't do it. But you have to run and love to do it. So from the first Maaseh by the Malachim, there we saw greater the love that Avraham Avinu had, even though he was potter, he was sick, still he jumped up and he couldn't take it, and he had to do the chesed. And then after Shvi starts the Akedah, that V'hi Acher Advor Me'lo V'lokim Nisa Es Avraham, V'yom Re'lo V'Avraham V'yom Re'neni, that Hashem went to test Avraham Avinu the 10th time. Like the Chazal, the Gemara, and Sanhedrin Dashins, that Einu El Eloshim Bakosha. Is Omula Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nisiyasecha Bechama Nisiyonis, I tested you a lot of times already, and you stood up. Is please stand up for this last test also. That people shouldn't say the first ones had no mamish to it. In other words, the 10th one, this was the hardest test of them all. And like we know, the psukim say at the end, Vayomer Al Tishlach Yod Chelanar, you don't have to kill your child. Vayatas Lo Numa, Ki Ata Yodati Ki Reila Kimata. The post says, because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows when Avraham Avinu held out even by the 10th Nisoyin, when it came to killing his own son, that Avraham Avinu took the knife and was about to kill his own son. Now the Pasuk says, Ati Yadati, now I know, Kirei Lo Kimata. I know that you're a big Yirei Hashem, for Lo Chasachta has been Cheshechitchi Mimeni. You didn't hold back your only child from me. So the Gro speaks out like, what does the Pasuk say, Ati Yadati, now we know that you're Yirei Hashem. We had all the Psukim already, all the Tzidkis, all the godless of Avraham Avinu, all the mitzvahs of chesed that he did. He did so many mitzvahs already. He davened for his whole door. He was mashpi upon the whole door. We know already he was Yirei Hashem. How come now by the 10th Nisoyim, by the Akedah, the Pasuk says, Ati Yadati, now I know Kirei Elokim Ato, that you have Yiras Hashem. And he explains the Gro, that the pshat from Yiras Hashem is that no matter what your tever is, no matter what kind of character you have, you still do what Hashem wants. In other words, there are some people that the character is there to do good. For them to do mitzvahs of chesed, of avam, it's easy for them. That's their teva, that's the character. So for such a person, if you want to give him a test to see if he just does what Hashem tells him, you have to give him a test to do a midav achzorius, to do a hard thing, something you have to be cruel. To do something cruel, that's the opposite of your character. To do something cruel is very hard for you to do it. So that was this last test by Avraham Avinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham to do something that l'chura looks very cruel. To take your only child, you finally waited so many years to have a child, and now you have to go and take him and kill him. It's a very hard thing to do. And this test was, it was the direct opposite of the character of the Midah of Avraham Avinu, which was the Midah of Chesed. So here by Avraham Avinu, fulfilling this Nisoyin of holding himself to go and kill his own child, to do such a mitzvah of Achzorius, shows that the reason why he does the mitzvahs is not because that's his character. It's easy for him to do the mitzvahs of chesed, to do the Avas Hashem, but rather because he does it totally because he's a Yirei Hashem. Whatever Hashem tells him to do, that's what he went to do.
All right, we'll stop here.